Welcome back, everybody, to the Everyman Drummer Podcast. I am your host, Will, and today we're going to be talking about a different type of subject here. Yes, it is the Everyman Drummer Podcast. Yes, we are all everyday drummers, and a lot of us, you know, we get the privilege to actually do this and make a good living off of it. So, hands down to all the women and men that can do that. Reach out to the show. Contact me on my social medias, Twitter and Instagram, at TheRealWillGeronimo. DM me if you guys got a show topic, and we can go from there. The email address, I believe, is still the same. TheEverymanDrummerPodcast@yahoo.com. Check that one out. It may have the or it doesn't. I forgot. I haven't checked it in a while. I apologize if you've messaged in there. Maybe I should check that out and see what's going on, see what the community is talking about these days. But today's topic is about drummers who get replaced. You all know who I'm talking about out there. Maybe some of it have happened. It's happened to you. It's happened to me a few times. You know, whatever. You know, or sometimes we're replacing somebody, so it's like, you got to step up the game a lot more when it comes to it. Anyway, so this one goes back, and people will care to disagree or agree with me or whatever. But yes, I am half Filipino, and we Filipinos, correct me if I'm wrong out there, I'm not going to lie, several Filipino families have, or a lot of Filipino families have, karaoke machine, and the number one played karaoke song on there is going to be a tune from either the band Toto or Journey. That's right, Journey. Look at them. They have a Filipino lead singer, Arnel Pineda. Seems, you know, how are you going to go with that? We Filipinos love our Journey. I'm not going to lie. I love my Journey as well. But one thing that really gets to me and pisses me off in this case, as it's already done it twice already. The band Journey started off in San Francisco as a spinoff from, yes, the Carlos Santana band. Neil Sean, Greg Rolie left Carlos Santana, which you can look at it as either, why the hell would you leave Carlos Santana and break away and form your own band? But you look at it the other way. Hey, it's cool that you guys broke away from there. You made one of the world's top-selling groups, you know? But that's not where I have my problem. I have my problem with the revolving door of drummers that's going on now twice with one of my favorites, and I'm sure the industry giant, the master, one of the greatest educators to teach the instrument. I've been lucky enough to meet the man himself. You know, we're all talking about, some of you guys already know, if you know the history of the band Journey, you guys already know, we all know the rotating drummer list. And I'm talking about the man, Steve Smith. It seems that last year he got a big fuck you from Neil Sean. Now I'm just going to refer to Neil Sean here because he seems to have been top dog of this whole thing. And I'm just going to say Jonathan Cain is the innocent one here. He's just getting pulled along onto Neil Sean's little game here. But I understand the first time Steve Smith was not in the band. It was 96 during the Trial by Fire album. The reunion tour, Steve Smith played on that album. He was coming back for that. Steve Perry messed up his hip on a walk. That's what I remember the story as. So Journey went on a hiatus. Steve Smith, Vital Information, buddies, but hey, the list goes on. You know, he's playing with Vital Tech Tones. You know, he's doing solo projects here, him and Jerry Goodman. You know, not to mention the buddies project with Steve Marcus on saxophone. That's fine. We get that whole Steve Smith thing here. He has a lot of material out there for us drummers and maybe some of you other musicians. We appreciate it. We just There's something about the way the man can play both jazz and rock. And it's, you know, it's really one of those things that it's natural. I was the type of drummer that I grew up playing jazz, and I didn't learn rock until later. And now I can kind of mold the two together and make that flawless transition. Steve Smith was, perhaps and arguably, because Ansley Dunbar is a really good drummer, Steve Smith, the best drummer that Journey has ever had. Some people will go as far as saying he was too good for him, but he loved that gig in the beginning. It was what gave him the popularity. He was mainly known in the world of jazz fusion, which, you know, that's illegal some people to listen to. And he was playing with Jean-Luc Ponty. So, and then he made the transition over to popular music, which I think he said something that he really enjoyed, and he's really glad that he did. I'm sure all of us drummers are glad that he did and brought Steve Smith to the forefront if you didn't already know who he was. I didn't know who he was until I knew him. I only knew of him as the drummer for Vital Information. And then was introduced backwards to Journey, and that's where Steve Smith was. Like, no shit. Check that out. One of the greatest drummers in the world. But this goes back to, you know, the revolving door of a Steve Smith. So he's on, he does his thing. Dean Castronovo, the drummer that came in for the band for a while, was then kicked out or fired for good reason. If anybody knows a story on why he was fired from Journey, that was I'd say that's a pretty valid reason. So that's on Dean Castronovo. Nonetheless, he's the one that came in after Steve Smith. Where we come up to now, Steve Smith comes back in and plays with the band 2017-2018. I forgot what year it was, but he was officially back in Journey. You had the classic lineup. Think about that. You're a Filipino kid. You're singing in one of the world's top bands. And now you're doing it with the legendary classic lineup of Ross Valerie, Neil Sean, Jonathan Cain, and Steve Smith. You look back there like, holy shit. These are the guys that played Don't Stop Believing. These are them. How the fuck am I on stage with them? Fast forward to last year, pandemic year. It hits my Twitter feed that Steve Smith has been fired, along with Ross Valerie, from Journey. Ooh, that set off my damn steams right there. That, like, set a candle off or bomb. I exploded. I called my dad, and I said to my dad, Steve Smith better not ever do anything for Neil Sean again. Me and my dad both agreed. We talked about it. Neil Sean's an idiot, man. You're an idiot. You fired Steve Smith and Ross Valerie. Ross, who's been there since the beginning. Like, what the hell is that? Then it comes down to find out what they got fired for. Because they wanted some pay. They wanted some rights to their recording company that they've been with since the beginning, and you're going to fire them for that. Where the hell is the loyalty here? That's what it comes down to. Bands who are, you know, getting rid of players left and right, getting rid of drummers left and right. There's no loyalty anymore. It's all me, 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 me. And a band, as far as I'm concerned, there's no I in band. You rise together, you fall together. Bands like a team, or at least it's supposed to be. A lot of bands, you don't see that nowadays. Maybe some of the smaller, the local guys that have been playing together. Yeah, I see it. These guys meet some bands. Oh, we've been playing together for 20-some-odd years. And I always throw the joke, how the hell can you stand each other? And they just do. No loyalty. That's what it came down to. They were just looking for their equal share in what the production company, whatever it was. I saw a little bit of it, and I refreshed myself on it just to talk about it today. But Ross and Steve, I don't think they were wrong for doing what they did. They just want a little bit of what's in it for in the team for them. After all, they are all part of the team, and what, you know, it was just for a little stake or half a stake in the production company, so that's all equal. Then to find out that after all that's done, Neil Sean posts something and says, they never have the intention, and I'm paraphrasing this probably, they never have the intention of working with Ross or Steve Smith again. You know what, Neil Sean? I know Steve Smith is on a lot of your solo albums with Randy Jackson. He actually played a couple gigs with you out in New York City. The Blue Note or something like that. I don't know. It seems, Neil Sean, you need Steve Smith more than Steve Smith needs you. So you know what, Steve Smith, if you're listening, and I hope you are, and maybe you've gotten over it. I read recently that there was an amicable settlement. Does that mean you guys are getting along again? I don't know. But Steve, if I were you, you're the greatest, you're the world's greatest, one of the greatest drummers in the whole fucking world. I've learned a lot from you in my technique and my style. But if you're listening right now to this, Steve, and Neil Sean comes call, oh, hey, Steve, can you record on my album? The first thing I would do, take a damn drumstick and gouge it down his eye. Because he clearly is blind, not realizing what he did to a friend of his, or a so-called friend of his. And now he's crawling back. Neil Sean, you need Steve Smith more than he needs you. Steve Smith is one of the world-class drummers of all time. I'm pretty sure the band of drummers and the family in our community are going to band up against Neil Sean and his guitar community. No offense to a lot of you guitar players out there. I've played with several great ones, and you know, and they are all, some of them have been some of the nicest people you ever meet. Some of them are just like, well, whatever, I've just come in here, play, and get out. Neil, you screwed up. You fucked up by saying, I'm going to paraphrase this and say, we're never, you know, have the intention of working with Ross or Steve again. Ross Valerie has been in the band since the beginning as well. And that's supposedly your guys' friends right there. He wasn't in the band at the same time Steve Smith was, and that's the Raised on Radio, where Steve Perry wanted to use studio musicians and keep it that way. Come on, Neil. Come on, man. We're going to end it right there with that because it just makes me mad. So, Steve Smith, greatest drummer, I think you were screwed. You got messed up by Neil Sean. But you know what? That's all right. Let's move on. I want to see more of vital information stuff, you playing the double bass sonar drums. Let's talk that right there. That's, I want to see that more. Anyway, since then, Journey has replaced Steve Smith with Narada Michael Walden and Randy Jackson doing his second stint in the group. Maybe his third, I don't know. But Narada Michael Walden, now, no offense, I know his playing, and he's great. Don't get me wrong, but replacing Steve Smith, what are you, nuts? You took a step backwards, in my opinion. There's some drummers drumming that just doesn't seem like it'll jive, but whatever, it's not my band. Not my first choice. My first choice, Steve Smith. Now I may just sound like a Steve Smith fanboy, but in recent years, recent times, you know, taking and bettering my playing, I've chose to go the direction of Steve Smith. And if you guys check out my Instagram page, I do somewhere in there, you got to scroll down the feed and you'll see it. But I do a little tribute to what I call the top five best, you know, educators that I could come up with. Steve's on that one. Very good educator. Go take a look at it. Check it out. But they replace Steve with Nerada Michael Walden. Again, he's a great drummer. But for journey-wise, you went backwards. You went backwards. That's just my opinion. What do you other drummers think about that? Chime in. You know, hit me up on my DMs on Instagram and Twitter. And then we'll go from there. But I guess when it comes down to the journey and the route of Michael Walden, it is what it is. Let's just see what it sounds like. May take on a different feel. Who knows? I don't know. To me, in my opinion, that whole mess comes down to loyalty. They didn't do anything wrong. At least in my opinion, they weren't doing anything wrong. Is it wrong to ask for equal share? It's like a marriage. Is it wrong that you share equal responsibility for everything? I mean, come on. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening. If I didn't lose you already, hit me up on my DMs or email theeverymandrummerpodcast@yahoo.com. We'll get back on those. Hit me up with any other topics that you guys want to talk about, and let's just talk about them. Again, this podcast is for you. We're all right now in this state of the world. It's still got that pandemic going on, and some of us have been lucky enough to get back out there, and some of us are still locked up behind our studio walls. We're still on lockdown. You guys are the lucky ones. Do your part, and let's stop the spread, and let's get vaccinated if you haven't, because we're itching to get back out there to perform for everybody. Some of us, it's our livelihood, and some of us, it's just what we do. So, everyone take care. We will talk soon.